013. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Reish, Ayin Gimel, I believe we're up to, Ayin Beis. Tov Reish, Ayin Beis, Man Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. When? When to light the Ner? So, you light by Shkia. When you say by Shkia, so it could mean one of four things. Because first of all, it can mean the beginning of Shkia, which is Shkia, or it can mean the end of Shkia, which is Seisa Kochavim. And then you could, which Shkia are we talking about? Since Rabbi Notam came up with this idea that there are two Shkias, the first Shkia is the one everybody holds of, when the sun dips below the horizon, that's Shkia. A certain amount of time later, we'll call it 18 minutes later, 18 to 22 minutes later, is the end of that Shkia, which is Seisa Kochavim. But sometimes the same words could be used and it gets a little confusing. So we'll talk about Shkia and Seisa Kochavim. But there are two Shkias. There's the Shkia, what we are accustomed to, when the sun dips below the horizon, that's Shkia. Seisa Kochavim is, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael, we'll call it 20 minutes later. Then Rabbeinu Tam came up with another Shkia, Shkia Shnia, which is like 54 minutes later, and that also has a Shkia, and it's Seisa Kochavim, which is weighs in at the magic number of 72 minutes. So the Mechaber, he'll be talking about the second Shkia. The Mechaber makes no mention of the first Shkia. So when he says Eimad, and the Mishnah Berurah also deals with the Mechaber, Eimad Likin Ner Chanukah Kodin Fetishka Hachama, meaning before the end of Shkia, Ela Imsof Shkiyasa. So that means Seisa Kolchavim. So not only, so the Mechaber Paskins, not at Shkia, but at Seisa Kolchavim, but 20 minutes later. But realize that the Mechaber himself happens to hold like Rabbeinu Tam. So the Mechaber would be saying, don't light Chanukah Neros at, let's say, whatever it is, 54 minutes after what we call Shkia, but rather at 72. Not at Shkia, but at Seis. Lo Ma'achrim, you shouldn't do it later. The Lo Magdimin, it's preferable. Chatchili, you shouldn't do it later, you shouldn't do it earlier. It's a specific time. The Eish Mishomer, some say, Shemutorud, if he's running out of time, and he'll be very busy, and he won't have time later to light. So, B'di'evet, Yochel Ha'akdim, Ipvag HaMincho L'mala, which we're familiar with from Friday. We all light very, very early on Friday. And this is from when you could take in early Shabbos. That's called Plag HaMincho. That's a full hour and a quarter before what we call sunset. That's very, very early. But that's really, really, really B'di'evet. And of course, it's very rare that people pray. So someone has a plane to catch, and he won't be able to do the mitzvah. So in a chanami, this is when this din was said, that you could light Chanukah licht from an hour and a quarter before sunset. Ublevad, but he has to be sure, sheitim b'shemen at shetich l'regel menashuk. You have to put in enough oil to burn, that it should burn, at shetich l'regel menashuk, which according to the Mechaber, is a half hour after Tseisa Kochavim. So 72 plus 30. So if you're dealing with what we call Shkia, it should go for, let's say, 100 minutes, really, after what we call Shkia. According to the Mechaber. What? Shabbos night, you're talking about, or Friday night? Friday night, it has to burn till 100 minutes after what we call sunset. Motzei Shabbos, obviously, actually, according to the Mechaber, you could also fulfill the din. You could, because you're lighting by Tseisa Kolchavim. There's no problem. Okay, in Sof Shkiyasa, that's the Mechaber Paskins you light by Sof Shkiya. Hainu Tseisa Kolchavim, which means Tseisa Kolchavim. Sha'ozo am Ovrin v'shoven, that's when the Gemara talks about people going back and forth. V'roen v'bezo, and they see the Neiris Chanukah, v'ike presume Nisa. Ochein be'er of Shabbos Magdimen, obviously on Friday you have to light earlier. Kamonas will be learning about the Siman Tov Reish Ayin Tes, Bli Nether. V'nei HaMechaber Sosum Kedas HaTur V'Siyato, the Mechaber Pasuns like the Tur. The Sviru Luhu, they hold. The Mash Omer HaGemara, the Zman HaLogos HaChanukah, Mishatishka HaChama, that's the Lashon HaGemara. You light Ner Chanukah, Mishatishka HaChama, by Shkia. So Hainu Sov Shkia. It means Seisa Kolchovim. Avul Behemes Yesh Harbe Rishon, and the Sviru Luhu, who hold, the Kavonas HaGemara, who al tchila shkia shnia. Now, the Mishnah Berurah throws in shkia shnia only because we're in the shita that shkia means shkia shnia. But the same shita that holds that you light at tchila shkia shnia, if they would hold that we're talking about shkia rishona, so they would hold you light at tchila shkia rishona. Now, there's two separate things that have nothing to do with each other. You could, the first question is, when the Gemara says Mishatishka Hachama, does it mean beginning of Shkia or end of Shkia? That's one issue. And then you have the regular issue, which Shkia is it talking about? I mean, Tam invented, so to speak, a new Shkia. So is it talking about the Gaonim Shkia, which is what we call sunset? Or is it talking about Rabbeinu Tam Shkia, which was a full 50 minutes later?
Yes, Shkia is
It's Rabbeinu Tam that came up with this idea of a Shkia Shnia. But the question of if the Gemara means Tchila Shkia or Sof Shkia is Lo Koshur. That's what, to get clear. So when the Mishnah Berurah says that a lot of Rishonim hold it means Tchila Shkia Shnia, he doesn't necessarily mean that they hold it's Tchila Shkia Shnia. It means a lot of Rishonim hold that the Gemara means Tchila Shkia, not Sof Shkia. Vuberich Rebbe Shah told him it's around 15 minutes, 20 minutes before him. Okay, so now, if you like that late, the question is, should you have a Meir first? And here comes another important principle. The din that you have, if you have a Meir before Neir, well, let's see the Mishnah Berurah first, then I'll explain. Vaimavir Alocha Shabiyanu, Delosim Anoshim Anogin, Vestal Meir Vizmano, people that always have a Meir at the right time, which was after Tzeisa Kolchovim, so they should really light before Ma'ariv. Because if they first wait to light Chanukah Licht after Ma'ariv, which is after Tzeis, they're going to be lighting later than the preferred Zman. Now, that the Gra lit Chanukah Licht before Ma'ariv is really not what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Because he lit at the first Shkia. So it didn't even come into conflict with Ma'ariv. So why he said V'cheino Agagro, I'm not sure. Maybe he just means V'cheino Agagro, I don't know. Achein Yatlbo Kol Kach Shemen, but always make sure it has enough oil to burn for a half hour if it says. Because you have to worry, you have to be concerned with the Shitas, that the Gemara means that the time of lighting is says. So it always has to burn for a half hour if the lighting. V'im Lo idlik mikodem, but let's say you didn't light before, and it's seisa kolchavim, so the chayra ma'ariv comes first. Because we have rules. Todir b'sheinu todir, todir kodem, v'gam yesh b'mitzvah kriyash mashi dioraisa. But again, again, another common mistake. The din of todir b'sheinu todir, when you talk about things taking precedence, is only if you're holding by doing both. They're both in front of you, and you want to know what to do first. So one takes precedence over the other. But if a person davens Ma'ariv every night at 10:15 or at 8:30, there's no reason in the world why he has to do it differently on Hanukkah. It's like a common misconception, and there's no need. You always daven 8:30. Daven 8:30 on Hanukkah too, or 10:15. There's no reason not to. There's no din that it has to come before Ner Hanukkah. Mishnah Berurah is only talking someone that does that davens at seis, and now the Zman of Adlagos Neiris is at seis. So which should come first? So he says Ma'ariv. What? Yeah, he has the same Mishnah Berurah and Bir Alocha discuss the same thing by B'dikas Chavetz. What should you do first? If you always have a Ma'ariv 10:15, yeah, there's no reason not to. No reason not to. He might not find a minion later. Because not everybody comes to the shir. But No reason not to. That's the point.
But if the Mechaber said that you shouldn't be ma'acher, so then why would Tadir, Rishaino Tadir, make Marv come first?
That's a good point. The answer is because it's still not ma'akev. It's still not ma'akev.
So Tadir, Rishaino Tadir.
And the Mechaber himself talks about in the next Sif that if you want ma'acher, nishkeferlich. This is the preferred way. So apparently Tadir, Rishaino Tadir comes before that. There are achronim who indeed suggest otherwise. By B'dikas Chametz you find that. That you don't say Todeh v'sheino Todeh because Chazal will koveya the zman of B'dika b'tchilas halayla. But here you don't, it's not that heavy. V'da, afilo anogin tomet la'alakachat tchilas arvis, you should prepare it before. And anokot sheyachino al-koponim ha-shemen, you should do that maybe in the afternoon before you go to shul. You should prepare the menorah, but that always takes time. You're trying to prepare the wick, cursing under your breath. The cotton doesn't stay up in the thing. Why didn't I buy Mutti's Frankel's thing? I should have just bought his thing. Everything's all set up for me already. So you should get it ready so that you should light right after Mayru. The Miasa Akol Achar Tfilos Arvis. He'll daven Ma'ariv, he'll go home. So you're already holding 15 minutes after Tzeis, maybe 20 minutes after Tzeis. Then he'll start pachkening with the wicks and the lights and the oil. Before you know it, he'll miss the half hour. And we don't want him to miss the half hour, which is Dina de Gemara. Even though nowadays it might not be so applicable. Shimu Torah de Tzalom, if you want to have time afterwards, you should like from Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKol Chavim. That's according to this Shita. But we really have to have Plag HaMincha being an hour and a quarter before. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, you can barely bench licht on Friday. Why? Because if you hold that it's an hour, if you hold Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before Tzeis, and you hold Seis for 72 minutes afterwards, and an hour and a quarter is 75 minutes, and you can't bench lift before Plag. So if you combine those sheetness, you can't really bench lift till 3 minutes before Shkia. You can't win. That's called the you can't win theory of Judaism. I hope not. If you combine those sheetness, the Mishnah Berurah here happens to quote the sheetness that it's a show reveal before it says. So I'm saying you can't win. Chashvina na shol if he quotes Rayom, you figure it out.
His show would be slightly longer though.
What?
His show would be slightly longer though. His hour. Show's money is. No?
No, that depends on the length of the day. In the winter it's very short, the show's money is. It's around 50 minutes, 48 minutes.
I think the day ends like 50 minutes later.
Yeah, okay, it drops earlier. It doesn't start earlier, it starts by Alos. That's a different shayla. If it goes from Alos to Tzeis, or it goes from Neitz to Shkia, that's a different issue.
If you leave your house after Clark, then you're going to return.
Nowadays, it's a shayla, yes. Because nowadays, we're not so makbid on lighting the time of the Gemara. But we don't have to be so makbid.
Is it
what? It's only a lechatchila. I would call it a mitzvah and a mufra nowadays. You're fighting two things. First of all, you're talking about people light bifnim. They light for the bnei bayis. If you light for the bnei bayis, the time becomes almost irrelevant. So there it says, but still lechatchila you should light the time of the Gemara. And also the reality of pedestrian traffic just doesn't have the bulk of people scurrying home at Shkia. It used to because there were no lights. So you scurried home because it was dark. Now, like, 24 hours of light. No reason to scurry. Nobody scurries home at Shkia time. They're only scurrying home to light Hanukkah. Okay, so, but yeah, it has to burn for half hour after Tzeis HaKol Chavim. Okay, should we talk about this Zman HaZeh? We really should learn Siv Beis first. We'll learn Siv Beis, and then we'll talk about what to do nowadays. Shachach Ohezer, if he forgot, or even on purpose, v'lo hidlikim shkiyas hachami, he delayed, So the ma'isa madlik the only chachatichle regel manashuk shukamo chatzisha. So you could light certainly until tichle regel manashuk because people are still walking around then. Vikim presuminisa. Hilkach tzorach litim b'ashem because they are shir. That's where the shir comes from. So really, theoretically, according to the Mechaber, you only have to put in a half hour's worth of oil if you light at the right time. But as you light later and later, you only have to put in, according to the Mechaber, less and less oil, because it only has to burn midina de gemara till tichle regel menashuk. The nosim bayoser, if it has more than a half hour's worth of oil, the Mechaber paskins yacholich bosa, you could extinguish it and use the oil. That's the point. Lachar shover ze'azman. Chin yochel ishtamish lo'ayr lachar ze'azman. Okay, hagah. Yesh omrim. Shebizman hazeh shemadlik bifnim. You don't have to be careful. Ein atzorach lizor lahadlik kaidim shedichol regal men hashuk. However, umikol mokom tov lizor gam bizman hazeh. But the bir halacha relates the mikoma kom tov lizor gam bezman hazeh not to doing what it says in the Gemara, like you're still keeping to the time Chazal established, but the Bir Halacha relates it to the fact that we light in a way where people outside were watching it, did see it. What before he said is the zman hatur, not the zman haramah. As I told you, is a contradiction in Mishnah Berurah. But okay. But that's how the Bir Halacha understands the Ramah. That the idea of being Nizr Bizman Hazeh, when you're lighting Bifnim on the Zman of the Gemara, is based on the fact that you still have people outside. Okay, so now, again, nowadays it's a whole different story. Certainly, L'chatchila, you should light when the Zman comes. If for no other reason than Zizu Magdim and Lemitzvahs. So if for no other reason than that. However, if someone's going to come home late, so now he has to ask a shayla. Because there's a lot of this factors involved. First of all, if he's lighting for the outside people, then there's more of a reason to listen to the Zman of the Gemara and be more makbid to light in the Zman of the Gemara. Even though I mentioned that nowadays you pusha don't have the bulk of pedestrian traffic. First of all, you don't even have so much pedestrian traffic. You have mostly people in cars. So I wonder if they even see the Neiris. But that's like, you know, I don't know how much that would affect a Zman that Chazal said. It would affect it maybe the Chumra, not the Kula. But another factor certainly is that there's just not... It's not so. I mean, nowadays the bulk of pedestrian traffic is not at Shkia. So why should you have to be makbid even if you're lighting outside? Certainly if you're lighting inside, mamish inside, you don't have a chalom pasuach l'shus harabim, and you're lighting inside. So it becomes even more just, I would call it a hider mitzvah or l'chatchila, zvizun magdim and l'mitzvahs, to light at the time Chazal said. So if a person, let's say, is coming home late from work, so it depends what time he's going to get home. Sometimes, you have to ask a shayla. Sometimes, because it's really okay for the wife to light Neiros Chanukah, there's nothing wrong. It depends a lot on what time he's going to get home. I don't want to, like, paskin now, because every case is different. But if you're going to get home, like, 6 o'clock, 6:30, when, if you ask me, that's when the bulk of pedestrian traffic is nowadays. So even if you're lighting up for the outside people, I tend to tell people to indeed they should wait till he gets home. Even if you're lighting for the outside people. But if he'll first come home 10 o'clock, then it depends on the age of the kids. You have to take that into account also. Because even if you're lighting for the inside people, but you have to make sure they're up and around. So there's a lot of factors that come into play, the fact that Bizman Hazeh we light Bifnim, the fact that, as I say, you don't have the bulk of pedestrian traffic at Shkia time. A factor, the Chumra, was mentioned the other day, that nowadays Tichle Regel Menashuk is much later, and some Achronim take this very seriously, and hold that you can't be so makil, like the Mechaber says, that you could extinguish it and use the oil after it burned for a half hour, or tichle regel menashuk, that nowadays some achrayim are very, they say maybe maker and then it has to burn till tichle regel menashuk, which we were kaveh yesterday is channel 5, it's 10 o'clock. You know where your children are. That's the tichle regel menashuk. Or the movie theater.
Nobody holds that even Meikar Adin Bizman Azeh, the half an hour still applies?
And most people do. Very, I said, some achronim take it so seriously. I've never seen anyone paskan halacha l'maisa that if it doesn't burn until 9 p.m. or 10 p.m.,
no,
you've made a bracha
l'matolah. I'm talking about the other direction, that. The Ikar Hasman, that it's the first half hour.
Yeah.
So, like Rabbi Eiger quotes in his book, he says that Rabbi Moshe and Rabbi Aaron were both makpid. At, one was at 15 minutes, one was at 25 minutes. Very, very makbid that to light and not beyond the first half hour. I'm just asking, is that stamas chumra, or is there a...
I understand that as a chumra, they might have held that once Chazal... Oh, I haven't seen this before, right. Now I'm speculating. They might have held that once Chazal... Even though you see from the Ramon, not like that. Right. But they might have held that once Chazal were kaveya... I mean, it's even harder to understand if they lit on the inside, which they did. They didn't light outside. They lit inside.
But they lit for the B'nai Shusarach?
No.
In the days of Chazal?
Rabaran.
Oh.
Rabaran did not light for B'nai Shusarach.
Right.
He didn't. Nobody did. Nobody done. In America...
He quotes it as like a very strong adifus.
Yeah, could be it was reason Magdim and the mitzvah. So could be he felt that you should stick to the time Chazal instituted, even though the reason is not Shayach and he is not. I mean, even the Ramaz Lashon is, again, from the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds not like that. When the Mishnah Berurah says, that when you're lighting Bifnim, you don't have to be Nizer to be Madlik and the Zman, the Bir Alocha relates it because Fork you have B'nai Rishus HaRabim who are involved in the mitzvah. So, the bottom line is, you should make every effort to light in the Zman Chazal said, and in Eretz Yisrael, it's Mekubal very much to go with the first Shkia. Some Lechatchila delay it for around 15 minutes. It should be a little dark outside, with the Cheshbon maybe of Sharga Batira Mayahani. You don't see a nair that's burning right at the beginning of Shkia. It's the light outside. So they wait like 15 minutes. Because anyway, you could light that much later as long as you're chaperein the first half hour. So they say Rav Eliashiv waits 15 minutes. The Chazon Ish waited 10 minutes or 20 minutes. Right. Some people are in Yerushalayim, there are many, many people who are makpid to light mamish at Shkia. So... what should you do? You should light, I don't know, the common custom, the way I understand it. It's hard to paskin such a thing. There's so many dayas and so many shitas. There's a svara to light at Shkia. Then you're doing like the Gra, and you're there to Shkia, you're lighting at Shkia. There's a solid svara following Rav Eliashiv, the Chazon Ish, that waits for 10 or 15 minutes after Shkia. If someone says they're used to lighting later at night, they want to light at Seis, that I would say, if that's your only reason, you're in Eretz Yisrael now, you should tuck a light at what we call Shkia. If someone's coming home from work and he won't make the Zman, or it's hard for him to take off early, and he wants to know if he should Bedavka take off early in order to come home and light at the Zman, so I would find out, first of all, if he's lighting for the outside people or for inside people. There's certainly much less reason to be makpid if you're lighting on the inside. And I would find out what time he plans on getting home, and how old his kids are, and maybe his wife could light for him, and he could light again when he comes home. That's also an option. There's a lot of options.
Yeah.
What?
She lit for him for the bayis. Can he light later with the bracha?
If he has in mind not to be yotzei, he could. I would tell him not to, though. Why should he? It's perfectly okay not to be standing there by Nerush Ubeso. And your wife lights. Should he miss Hadlokas Neros for the Hakpod of lighting Guzman? So if he's lighting for the inside, for sure he should not miss it. My only hesitation would come if they mamish light for the outside people, and he's coming home late, should he miss Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah in order to light Bizman HaGemara, since they're lighting for the outside people? The fact that I have my Svara, that nowadays pedestrian traffic isn't at its peak by Shkia time, so that's my Svara. But I'm not confident enough that the Svara is so affects the halacha that I would tell a person lechatchila that it's okay, even if you're lighting outside, to wait till later in the evening. You know, that's a very difficult thing to say, and indeed I'm not saying it. And he's lighting on the inside or on the outside?
But either way, if he's lighting on the outside, does it have to be within the first half hour?
There's more of a reason than it should be. That's all. Even the Machaber, who was like real Dina de Gemara, says if you didn't, so you light later, that's all. If you can't light before, you light later. And the Machaber goes on to say, even after the half hour, you can go on to light a whole night.
That's only because of the Bnei Bayis, isn't it?
Not in the Machaber.
No.
The Machaber holds you light the whole night. Umiyu animidu lechatchila, avle morber ze azman velo hidlik, madlik volech kol alayla. That's even without the FDR drive. Like, I sometimes be on the FDR drive at 3 in the morning, and I see all these cars here. You say, I know why I am here. Why are all these people here? Why aren't they sleeping? What are they doing here at 3 in the morning? No, the Mechaber holds that the Mishnah Berurah is a night. It's a machleik is what the Mechaber means. The Beis Yosef is a mash. All right, we'll see. So, but the Mechaber says you can light the whole night. After the night, there's no tashlumin if you miss the night. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, I want to just clarify this Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah, when the Mechaber says kol alayla, he says ad amud hashachar ubibrocha. But dafka de bnei bayis on neorim, but not if they're sleeping without a bracha. Now, I don't know why I have a kasha. What gives the Mechaber never talked about Bizman Hazeh. The Ramah did. The Mechaber only talks about lighting outside with people. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Chumod l'didhu l'hoyim mevarech ela bizman persim haneis ochanami l'didon." So I think the Mishnah Berurah is talking halacha l'maisa. But if you look at the Bar Hetev, the Bar Hetev is perfectly happy that the Mechaber holds that you light with a bracha the whole night. There's nobody outside, so the person maneis, I guess. Okay, maybe then you have to wake up the Bnei Bayis. The bottom line is, what? I don't know. The Mechaber is shver. What does the Mechaber mean when he says Madlik Volech Kol Alayla? And that's what's not clear. If you look at the Berhetev and in the Beis Yosef, Mogen Avram, you see it's not clear whether the Mechaber holds you have to wake up your household members in order to make a bracha. It's not clear what the Mechaber holds. But let's say we have a person, let's say, coming in from a plane flight. Okay, so Lamaisa would tell his wife to light Bizman and be motzi him. Let's say he's home alone, and he's getting home at 2 in the morning, so he should light. And if he has kids home, so the Mishnah Berurah really says he has to wake them up, and if you don't wake them up, you shouldn't make a bracha. Because his optimum person haneis is with his kids. So that would be a case where you would have, where the Mishnah Berurah would be talking. A guy's coming home with...
He's passing to wake them up so you can make a bracha.
That I have to ask my wife. You're not mechu.
That's what he's asking.
You're asking now mitzad benodem lachaveiro. Mishnah Berurah's mashma, yes. You should wake them up. I guess it means if they'll be happy about it. I guess it means.
Is it their mitzvah also? Or
yeah. Well, like, what did they do? I don't know. It's hard to know what they did. Lamaisa, that's what happened here. That's what they expected to happen, that he would come home and wake them up, and they would light Chanukah lichta. Okay, so if a person, I mean, you have these shilas all the time. Let's say, even if you go away for Shabbos, what should you do Motzei Shabbos? Like, where do you, that's already where you light. That's a different issue, but what time you light. Like, let's say if I would come for Shabbos and I would have to rush back to Yerushalayim and I would light Yerushalayim. Okay, so, you know, so you're not talking about, okay, Motzei Shabbos anyway, you're not lighting this month. So it's not really, you should do it as soon as possible. Motzei Shabbos, there's plenty of traffic around until on Rehov Sorotskin. You have the bulk of the traffic around.
Should one prepare on Erev Shabbos?
Yeah. And that's a good thing to do. Because you should certainly light as soon as you can Motzei Shabbos. So you should prepare the wicks. Like you should prepare everything on Friday. Well, you only have to do it once. Yeah.
There's room in the menorah.
What?
Just get the wicks ready. He's using the same menorah. What do you mean?
I'm wicks
ready.
What?
You're using the same menorah Friday.
If you use the prepackage, it only takes one day.
Use the prepackage. Help Gush Katif. Okay, wait. I want to learn the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Vav. And hay involved. In hay, he says that the mechaber's mashma, you don't have to always burn the oil for half hour. The mechaber is very much ikar adin, so you only have to have the candles burning achatichle regel manashuk, which is a half hour after shkia. But if you light 15 minutes late, they only have to burn for 15 minutes. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sufkot and hay. But again, he says that was Ladina de Gemara. But nowadays, that the heker is for bnei bayis, so you follow Chazal's shear, and you call the shear as being a half hour. And that's what it has come to be, indeed, that they have to burn for a half hour. Right. So when when the Mechaber says that after a half hour you could extinguish it and use the Neira, so that goes nowadays also, because the shear has become a half hour. Okay, it's Takahak. So when the Mechaber, we really have to examine the Beis Yosef. To fully understand the Mechaber, that you can light the whole night with a bracha. It's the Mogen Avram that says to wake up the Bnei Bayis. I don't know, the Beis Yosef and Mechaber, you know, if you come home late, then the Pirsum Menes will be for you. I mean, the Pirsum Menes is subjective. There's no. You fire from the nace as much as you could. That's really the Achrayim's maskana also. The only reason you have to wake up the Bnei Bayis is because they're there. So you wake them up. If you don't have Bnei Bayis, I mean, so a person lights for himself. The person is alone, so he lights for himself, and that's the person of the nace. The only reason the Mishnah Berurah is so makbar on waking up the Bnei Bayis is because they're there. If they wouldn't be there, so there's no question a person lights himself. What? With a bracha? That's the person manes. That's all. Okay, any specific questions you have to ask me?
But I mean, this. There's no bracha. The Mishnah Berurah holds clearly no bracha.
If you have Bnei Bayis that you're not waking up. Yeah, if you have Bnei Bayis that you're not waking up. It's hard for me to believe that the Mechaber holds like that, though. Because the Mechaber is talking Medina de Gemara. And still said, and there's no Bnei Bayis. There are no Bnei Bayis. You're lighting outside. And the Mogen Avraham and all. I don't know. Okay. So when should you light? What are we doing in Beis Tefillah? Are we having an early Meir? Like what?
Yeah, we do. We have the instructions. We should make the minutes a little earlier. Sometimes we have an opportunity to light a scheme of one.
Right, we have to make mincha earlier.
We make it 20 minutes earlier.
We have to make it earlier to let people go home and light that shki if they want. Right, we have to do that. And then.
Then we make marabu. We make it a little later.
So let's make it a half hour. When do we always have it? 25 minutes? So you can make the early marabu 35 minutes, maybe. Like let people officially be home with the nair for a half hour. And if they light after Shkia, so they don't have to come to the first Meir. We don't have to accommodate every single person. So it'll be like 35 minutes after Shkia will be the first Meir. And in Shul, they'll light right after. I don't know, everybody packs out after Mincha. No one stays. Is anybody here that stays after Mincha? On Hanukkah will people stay? So my question is, when should we light the menorah for the first Maariv? Should we light it right after Mincha?
Right before Maariv.
Right, that's my question. People will pack out. So we'll light it right before Maariv. Make sure that...
Then they lit, but we don't make another one.
I'm not going to say lit till 8:30. Maybe we will. Okay, I want to talk to you about the menorah. Yeah. Okay, good.